Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Gratefully, we are a people of Easter. As Christians, we're people of the resurrection, of new life. We celebrate by Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection, a new covenant, a new beginning of grace and relationship, of identity with the Lord. We celebrate that at every Mass, in the Eucharist, in Jesus' body broken and blood outpoured. We celebrate the gift of new life in the Holy Spirit through the waters of baptism, that same gift of baptism that will bring new people into the faith at the Easter Vigil. We are a people of Easter, and yet you don't get to Easter without Good Friday, without the cross, without the old order, without the life of sinfulness in the world to be put to death. And so, in this Holy Week, we contemplate the cross. We contemplate the putting to death of the old life, the former self. And it is difficult reflecting on our sinfulness. We don't like to look in the mirror. We don't like suffering. We don't like to contemplate suffering and death. And certainly we don't enjoy being part of the crowd chanting, "Crucify him, crucify him," on Palm Sunday and Good Friday in the reading of the Passion. And yet, when we read about the Passion, when we proclaim it, when we reflect on it, we see our identity. We see a God who loves us to the cross that much to suffer and to die for us. We know the depths of God's love. We get a glimpse into what infinite mercy, what an ocean of mercy really looks like. And we also appreciate the price of our redemption. We've been purchased, we've been redeemed, but at a cost. And the cross is what that looks like. We know our identity as the sons and daughters of God. We know God's love as we reflect on the cross. Secondly, we also recognize what to do with our crosses. We all have trials, tribulations, illnesses, sufferings. We suffer rejection. And we see how Jesus handles that. And how even Jesus turns the cross to something good. That crosses can be redemptive when accepted in faith. Prayer is powerful, but by Jesus' own words and admission, prayer plus fasting, prayer plus sacrifice is even more powerful. And so when we take our crosses, our trials, our tribulations, and we accept it in faith, Lord, whether I deserve this or not, I accept it in atonement for my sins and the sins of the world. I offer it to you as you picked up your cross for me. When we accept those trials of life in faith, our prayer becomes that much more powerful. It is prayer united with sacrifice and self-offering. Lastly, as the saying goes, misery loves company. When you're suffering, there's not a lot that makes it right, but you just don't want to go through it alone. And so let us make this week holy by our presence, by being with the Lord. Jesus says to the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" He wants us to be with him, to console him in his wounded heart. And so let us take this week and make it holy by our presence, and especially those 3 days we call the Triduum, which encompass this mystery of passion, death, and resurrection. Holy Thursday, the night of the Lord's Supper, when we are given through the apostles the gift of the priesthood and the Eucharist, and that evening when we celebrate the time of Jesus in the garden and console him by Eucharistic adoration. The Good Friday service, where we celebrate again the passion of Jesus and his time on the cross. And then, of course, the weekend of the resurrection, whether we celebrate the Easter Vigil along with those to be initiated as Catholic Christians, or we attend the Easter Sunday liturgies. We are a people of Easter, but we get to Easter through the cross. And so let us take that time to embrace the cross, to embrace our own crosses in faith, that we might know God's love for us and God's mercy for us, that we might know how better to use the crosses of life and to turn them to spiritual profit. And of course, to use this time to draw ever closer to the Lord as we even take a moment to console him in his sufferings. The Lord invites us to the resurrection. He invites us to an eternal life together in heaven. Most of life is showing up, right? We show up for the things that matter to us. We show up for the people that matter to us. If we want to spend all eternity with Jesus in heaven, we have to start practicing wanting to be with him here on earth. And so may we use this week well to be with him so as to be with him in heaven.